So let us go to Purusha Sukta. Is it okay? Yeah, so okay, I have some time for language also. Om. See, what you study, understand Upanishad, no? Is again sort of, brought to you. When study Sukta Mas is very good. Purushottam is very beautiful because it just says, Purushaha, the very word Purushaha, Sarvam Purayati Iti Purushaha. Sarvam Purayati Iti Purushaha. That which fills everything is Purusha. Because Purushaha literally means man. Literally means the person. In India, it's a very bad, you know, even the man, husband is said to be Purusha. What about the wife? Wife was Purusha, in fact. Purushaha, the literal meaning is man in India. Man is Purushaha, husband is Purushaha. Look at this, no? And then, person, the person. When you say, the person is neither, no, it's all genders. That person, this person. There's no, any person is also common, isn't it? Purusha also means the person. But actually, Purushaha means that which fills everything. Purayati sarvam iti purna. Purushaha. Puritam in anasana. That's why purnam. Anatam nirendirupadu. Nikkamara nirendirupadu. Anasana purusha. Which fills everything is purusha. Then, even though that which fills everything, but here, pure ushati eva, understand now? That which resides in, pure ushati, how is it available for recognition? Even though it fills everything, for this mind to recognize, it's available for recognition as the, that which is indwells, understand now? That which is as though inside. Pure ushati, ushati means resides. Where does it reside? In the temple. Where is God? Is in the temple. Which is the temple here? No? This is the temple. This body, mind, complex is a temple. Big complex. You have to go outer prakaram, the outer shops. Understand now? And then we have inner prakaram. The prakaram is, no? Again, you have to go many layers of it. And then we have next one more prakaram. All these demigods are standing on, they're not demigods, I don't want to use the word, okay. All these other murtis are standing here outside. And we have one more prakaram also, some big temples. And we go sanctum sanctorum, mind. Okay. In fact, what is there filling the mind? Is there filling everything? But you have for recognition, you have to go there only. That does not mean this reality is not here in other places, other parts of the body. I told you this, every bit of it, okay, everything is pervaded. But how can the mind cognize, recognize, grasp the consciousness? The mind itself is grasp, the standpoint of consciousness, mind is grasp. The subtlest manifestation, mind itself is grasp, the standpoint of consciousness. Subtler than the mind has to grasp something subtler than itself. That is why Garbhagraham, Sanctum Sanctorum. And there again you see many things, thoughts. And who is the self? The meaning of the word I is the murti. Understand? Meaning of the word I is what? The murti. That murti is the meaning of the whole jagat. The murti there inside. Devaha. Self-effulgent. Pure ushati. And Bhagavad Gita says this is Navadwarapuram. Know that? Nine gated city. This physical body is said to be nine gated city. because through all the gates things get into your mind. Okay, Navadwara Puram, the Puram is the city, and here we have the subtle aspects indwelling here, occupying the place here. Every they have Dwarapalakas, like Dwarapalak gatekeepers, like we have all the sense powers and powers of organs of action, which who really make them what they are. Everything, okay? But the truth as it is, Garbhagriham, go to the mind. A Garbhagriham had to go to see what? The Murti standing there. What is the Murti? Meaning of the word I. Deha Devalayaha Purtaha and Pure Ushati Iti Purushaham. The whole Jagat is Puram, Pure Ushati, the one who, understand now, one who resides in everything, remaining as the truth of everything, in fact, lending existence to everything, is Purusha. Is it clear now? Purushaha, two meanings, that which fills everything and that which indwells in everything as the truth. Purushe, Purushaha. This is the Lord here. And then we have okay. Om Tachayoravrunimahe Tachayoravrunimahe. This is the very beautiful Shanti also again. Let's the third Shanti now. Om Tachayoravrunimahe 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 Gatum Yajnaya Gatum Yajnaya Gatum Yajnapataye Gatum Yajnapataye Gatum Yajnaya Gatum Yajnaya Gatum Yajnapataye Gatum Yajnapataye Daivi 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 Swastirastunaha Swastirastunaha Daivi Swastirastunaha Daivi Swastirastunaha Swastirmanushebhyaha Swastirmanushebhyaha. When you feel helpless about not being able to help people who you know who are suffering anywhere in the world, say this, Swastirmanushebhyaha 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 Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam. And the prices go up of all the vegetable, vegetation and all those things. Food especially says Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam. Abundance of, no? Food grows and what will they do? Price will go down, okay? Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam. The best thing to manage recession is what now? Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam. What is big recession? It's all in handling money, isn't it? Somewhere something got stuck, so people had to suffer. Basically, recession should not lead to poverty. People should not starve anywhere. And struggle and suffer now for the basic needs. So, Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam
Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam
Shanno astu
Shanno astu
Dvipade
Dvipade
Shanno astu Dvipade
Shanno Astu Dvipade
Shanchatushpade
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 Shanchatushpade.
So punya karma, when you ask for the well-being or the auspiciousness or the happiness or the, you know, well-being of all the cattle, the four-legged also, you have utilized some papa karma also. Shanchatushpade.
Shanchatushpade.
So sham mangalam. Okay? May there be mangalam for everything. For the four-legged, for the two-legged human beings, may there be prosperity, may the whole world be prosperous. Okay, that's the meaning. Sham urdham jigatu bheshajam. Manushebhyah swastihi bhavatu. Sham bhavatu, mangalam bhavatu. Manushagalukku nanmai irukkattum. Naha swastirastu. Okay, let there be auspiciousness for us. Listen, devi swastirastu. And for what? Let there be, mainly you ask for everything. Yeah. Very beautiful, nice thing. And may we be relieved of inauspiciousness. May we be blessed with auspiciousness. May the undesirable, may we be free from the undesirable things. May we be blessed with the desirable things. That's what is shayoho. Understand now? And that we want. No, we pray for. We choose to ask for these things. Om,
Om,
Tachayoravrnimahe,
Tachayoravrnimahe,
Tachay, the cha, Tachayoravrnimahe,
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 Gatum yajnaya,
Gatum yajnaya,
Gatum
yajnaya,
Gatum yajnapataye,
Gatum yajnapataye, Gatum yajnapataye,
Daivi swastirastu naha,
Daivi swastirastu naha, Daivi swastirastu naha,
Daivi swastirastu naha,
Daivi swastirastu naha,
Swastir manushebhyah,
Swastir manushebhyah, Swastir manushebhyah,
Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam,
Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam, Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam,
Urdhvam jigatu, Urdhvam jigatu, Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam,
Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam,
Shanno astu dvipade,
Shanno astu dvipade, Shanno astu dvipade,
Shanno astu dvipade,
Shanno astu dvipade,
Shanchatushpade,
Shanchatushpade, Shanchatushpade,
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi,
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi,
Om Sahasra-shirsha-purushah,
Sahasra-shirsha-purushah, Sahasra-shirsha-purushah,
Sahasraksha-sahasrapat,
Sahasraksha-sahasrapat, Sahasraksha-sahasrapat,
Sabhumim,
Sabhumim, Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva Vishvato Vratva Vishvato Vratva Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva Atyatishtad Dashangulam Atyatishtad Dashangulam Atyatishtad Dashangulam
See, there we studied Sarvagataha. In Upanishad we studied Brahman is Sarvagataha. And here what do we study here? How do we understand the same thing?
Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva Atyatishtad Dashangulam.
Now, Dashangulam means, Dasha means 10. Anguli means finger. Dashangulam means what? Now, the measure, which you calculate using your fingers. Understand now? Dashangulam. So, that anything which is measurable is what? So, it doesn't befit now any of the objects which can be measured. Now, with the calculations of measurements, mathematical measurements. So, it's immeasurable. Dashangulam, atyatishtat means what? It doesn't fall within. It stands beyond. Atitishtati stands beyond. Atitishtati, atyatishtat. It stands beyond what? It stands beyond anything which is measurable. That is immeasurable. Understand? Dashangalam atyatishtat. Then we say here, why? Because it is not a spatially limited object can be measured. What can be measured? A spatially limited object alone is measurable. Understand now? A spatially limitless object cannot be measured. What is a spatially limitless? Because there is no space where it is not. Bhumim Vishvataha Vritva. Vishvataha, everywhere, all sides. Bhumim, the entire universe, okay? Vritva. It remains. Reality remains pervading. Vritva means pervading. All sides, everywhere, this entire universe, it remains immeasurably. That is what the meaning of the sentence. Sabhumim. Who is that Atma? Sabhu. That Atma is this, okay? Sabhu. That is the person. That is the person. Understand now? The person which remains filling everything which is available for itself. Purusha.
Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva. Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva. Atyatishtad Dashangulam. Atyatishtad Dashangulam.
But you have to say it as a one sentence.
Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva. Atyatishtad Dashangulam. Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva. Atyatishtad Dashangulam. Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva. Atyatishtad Dashangulam. Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva. Atyatishtad Dashangulam.
Therefore what? All that he says only Purusha.
Purusha ye vedagam sarvam. Purusha ye vedagam sarvam. Purusha ye vedagam sarvam.
Idam sarvam purushah eva. Idi ellam parambarule purushane. Understand?
Purusha ye vedagam sarvam. Purusha ye vedagam sarvam.
Again?
Purusha ye vedagam sarvam.
Yet not only what is now, whatever was before, what is going to be in future, whatever is now, everything always will be the Purusha. Amazing, isn't it?
Yad bhutam yaccha bhuvyam. Yad bhutam yaccha bhuvyam. Yad bhutam yaccha bhuvyam. யத்போதை யச்ச பௌயம் உதாம்ருதத்வசேஷானஹ
உதாம்ருதத்வசேஷானஹ உதாம்ருதத்வசேஷானஹ
Therefore what? If everything is put with the Lord, all that is seen is only the Purusha, you know, the reality, then the Ishvara. Then whatever was before, what is going to be in future, what is now, everything is the Purusha. Therefore what? That alone is immortal. Vastu, Purusha is the immortal one. Purusha is the Lord of immortality. Understand?
Uta amrutatvasya ishanaha. உதாம்ருதத்வசேஷானஹ
உதாம்ருதத்வசேஷானஹ உதாம்ருதத்வசேஷானஹ
That means what? Identifying self-identity with the immortal reality is being immortal. Understand now? Intelligently knowing thereby identity, if identity is with the immortal reality, you are immortal. Understand now? Therefore, who is the Lord now? Amrutatvasya Ishanaha, the Lord of immortality, literal meaning.
Utamrutatvasya Ishanaha,
Utamrutatvasya Ishanaha, Utamrutatvasya Ishanaha.
The Purusha who is to be known, known ultimately, the immortal reality to be known and identified for one's immortality.
Utamrutatvasyeshanaha,
Utamrutatvasyeshanaha,
Yadannena terohati,
Yadannena terohati, Yadannena terohati.
Then, yada annena rohati, atirohati, no?
Yadannena tirohati,
Yadannena tirohati.
What we say here before Vibhu, that which alone shines as everything, which alone has become everything, whole jagat, no? That which has expanded as the whole, without undergoing any change. So here also is what now?
Yadannena tirohati,
Yadannena tirohati.
You know the word annam means food. We don't take mistake it here. Okay? Yadannena tirohati means that which alone, no? Manifest as the whole.
Yadannena tirohati,
Yadannena tirohati.
Yadannena tirohati,
Yadannena tirohati,
Yeta vanasya mahima,
Yeta vanasya mahima, Yeta vanasya mahima,
Yeta vanasya mahima,
Yeta vanasya mahima.
So etavan asya mahima, this much is the glory of the Lord. How much is the glory of the Lord? The whole jagat is what? Bhagavan's glory. The whole universe is glory of the Lord. Glory of the reality. Understand now?
Etavan asya mahima,
etavan asya mahima.
That's why we say there's nothing which is not glory. Understand now? Everything is Bhagavan's glory only here.
Yetavanasya mahima,
Yetavanasya mahima,
Ato jayagascha purushaha,
Ato jayagascha purushaha,
Ato jayagascha purushaha.
If the whole jagat itself is the glory of the Lord, this much is the glory of the Lord, when you say, understand? Then who is the greatest then? Who is the greatest? of all that we see here, none other than the Purusha. Jayan Purushaha. Therefore, Lord is the Purusha is the great. Purusha is the exalted.
Ato jayagascha purushaha. Ato jayagascha purushaha.
Jayan cha. Therefore, becomes jayagascha Vedic.
Ato jayagascha.
Jeshta is superlative. Jayan is, you know, comparative.
Here is gum.
Gum is there. Not gum much. G, how to say. Jayan cha. In Vedic,
ato jayagus cha po.
Jaya gums cha, we don't say here.
Ato jayagus cha purushaha. Ato jayagus cha purushaha.
Even for the meaning, you have to leave even gum also. For the meaning, you have to leave the g also. It's all Vedic usage. We can't question why it is. We just learn it, we understand the meaning. With Shayana's Bhashyam.
Ato,
we have Shankara's Bhashyam for Vedanta. We have Shayanacharya's Bhashyam for Veda.
Ato jayagascha purushaha. Ato jayagascha purushaha. Ato jayagascha purushaha. Pado osya vishwa bhotani. Pado osya vishwa bhotani. Pado osya vishwa bhotani. Pado osya vishwa bhotani. Pado osya vishwa bhotani.
So Vishwa Bhutani, all the beings here in this universe, the whole universe which is manifest is only the understood to be his glory is only quarter of him. Understand now? Only quarter part of the reality is the whole Jagat. Vishwa Bhutani Asya Padaha. Understand now? What is known as the universe now? We say is the glory of the Lord. This glory of the Lord is only manifestation of the only quarter part. Understand? Which stands for Maya. So what about Tripadam?
Tripadas.
What about the Mukal Bhagan Nashmadi? Kalbahana Jagatana. Bhagavan the Kalbahana Jagata. Baki Mukal Bhagan Tripadam and Nache. Urupada is it? Urukal is it? Minamurukal?
It is. Tripadas Yamritan Divi. Tripadasyamritam divi, tripadasyamritam divi, tripadasyamritam divi.
The rest all his, all the rest, what is not here is what? The 3/4 of the whole. Just amazing.
Tripadasyamritam divi, tripadasyamritam divi. Tripadasyamritam divi, tripadurdhva, tripadurdhva.
It's also said here, see, pure knowledge is the reality. The whole Jagat is manifestation of knowledge. Total knowledge. Even here, in what all things can manifest. That is always its mystery, isn't it? What is known as the manifest universe is only 1/4 of the manifestation. Then even the knowledge is total. But what is manifest? What is known only? That's why it's always we have to understand this.
Pado osya vishwa bhutani. Pado osya vishwa bhutani.
I want to understand as I'm talking in between. I think I'm giving notes for this. I'm thinking because I think it would make it more easy. Because you'll remember what exactly. Because the words, I thought I'd just do it. Okay, I started writing to give notes for all of you, but I didn't finish it. I was so distracted. And what I did, I want an introduction, okay, I didn't do, see.
So, yeah.
Okay, that's good, Nina. That's very good. I was just thinking, it's good. I mean, you do it. What is the just thought? Because a lot of words are very, sometimes it may confuse you also. But I just give it to you. I started writing this. On the Sanskrit, I started writing in between. So, where it is and all that. So, you also write it, we'll see.
Pado asya vishwa bhotani. Pado asya vishwa bhotani. Tripadasyamrutan divi. Tripadasyamrutan divi. Tripadasyamrutan divi. Tripadordhva. 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 Udait purushaha. Udait purushaha. Udait purushaha. Udait purushaha. Udait purushaha. Tripadordhva udait purushah. Tripadordhva udait purushah.
See, people, whether they know the meaning or not, if you know Upanishad, Gita, and if you understand the concept of Lord, and if you chant it knowing the meaning, it's really amazing. It is good for our own, not to keep, to be a revenfulness. Otherwise also mechanic, even chanting it is very, in mantras are considered to be very powerful. How, what is, you know, kept locked, we don't know. Very prosperous, it will bless one with a lot of prosperity. The Sri Sukta and Purusha Sukta, these two. That's why in Tirupati Balaji temple, no? This is chanted all the time. All the time it is chanted. This I want to say this also. It's good. For all of us to chant also is like good for us. Good for the house, good for everything. Okay.
Pado asya vishwa bhutani.
Pado asya vishwa bhutani.
Tripadasyamrutam divi.
Tripadasyamrutam divi. Tripadasyamrutam divi.
Tripadordhva udait purushah.
Tripadordhva udait purushah.
Tripadordhva udait purushah. Tripadordhva udait purushah.
Tripadordhva udait purushah.
Tripadordhva udait purushah. Tripadordhva udait purushah. Tripadordhva udait purushah. Udait purushah.
Udait purushah.
Tripadordhva udait purushah.
Tripadordhva udait purushah.
Pado asyeha bhavat punah.
Pado asyeha bhavat punah.
Pado asyeha bhavat punah.
Pado asyeha bhavat punah.
Pado asyeha bhavat punah. See, punaha abhavat means punaha abhavat. Again it became. What became again? This universe. What was before it was, okay, the reality. The reality was there. Reality became manifest as the universe. Again universe became reality. Again it became universe. Again it's abhavat. Punaha abhavat means it. So that means the whole universe manifests and becomes unmanifest, becomes an unmanifest. With that which becomes manifest and unmanifest again and again and again. See, when I say it is very easy, as if it's happening every day. Understand now? But we when once happening itself, we can come and go many times. The universe becomes manifest and unmanifest, becomes manifest and unmanifest. In unmanifest, it is pure consciousness. In manifest, it is the universe.
universe consciousness alone is manifest as the Purushaha alone was there, Purushaha alone is there. Understand now? Universe was in the form of Purusha, and the Purusha alone is manifest as the universe. They are not two different things. Understand now? This way, Pado Sheha Bhavat Punaha.
Pado Sheha Bhavat Punaha.
Pado Sheha Bhavat Punaha. He says here, Padaha Asya, Asya Padaha, Iha Punaha Abhavat. Asya Padaha Punaha Abhavat. That is the order. Abhavat. I'm saying for people who know Sanskrit. Pado Sheha Bhavat Punaha.
Pado Sheha Bhavat Punaha.
Pado Sheha Bhavat Punaha. Tato, 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 Vishvam, 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 Vyakramate, 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 Tato Vishvam, Vyakramate, Tato Vishvam, Vyakramate, Tato Vishvam Vyakramate. Tato Vishvam Vyakramate.
Tato Vishvam Vyakramate.
The previous line is explained further. Vyakram, Vishvam Vyakrama. Tataha, from that Purusha alone, Vishvam Vyakram, everything became manifest. Everything manifested from that. தத் அங்கிருந்து எல்லாம் வெளிக்கிளம்பின ஓகே வெளிப்பட்டன தோன்றின தத்தோ விஸ்வம் வியக்ராமதே
தத்தோ விஸ்வம் வியக்ராமதே
வாட் ஆல் பிகேம் மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் ஃப்ரம் தட் தத விஸ்வம் வியக்ராமதே அங்கிருந்து எல்லாம் வந்துருச்சு தத்தோ விஸ்வம் வியக்ராமதே
தத்தோ விஸ்வம் வியக்ராமதே
Both living and non-living, everything shall be. What all became Vishwam Vyakramate? What all Vyakramate?
Sashananashane Abhi.
Sashananashane Abhi.
Sashananashane Abhi.
In fact, Abhi Vyakramate. Vyakramate itself is enough. We. Hello? Kalu, see in the evening? Yeah, come. Okay. Would you please text your address? You text me your address to me. So here, Abhivyakramat. Tataha Vishwam Abhivyakramat. See, Abhivyakramat. Vyakramat, Abhivyakramat. From that alone, everything became manifest. What all became manifest? Sa Ashana Anashana. Okay, Anashana, those beings which do not eat. Those beings which eat. Understand now? Sa Ashana means eating. I told you last class itself. Ashnanti. Okay? So those beings which Ashnanti which eat, those beings which do not eat. All of them came into being. It's the way of Ashanam Anashanam. Sashanam Anashanam. Sashanam and Anashanam. Together a dual how? Sashananashane. Listen now. Sashananashane Abhivyakramate. You have to say. What all became... Now you can know Sanskrit. Look at this. Abhivyakramate manifested. Or became manifest. What all became manifest? Everything all became manifest. Vishwam Vyakramate. Vishwam Abhivyakramate. The entire universe means in what form? You have to say both living and non-living. How will you say? Sashanam, Anashanam together. Everything. So, dual. Sashanam, Anashanam, Sashana, Anashane. Sashana, Anashane, Sashana, Anashane, Abhi. In fact, Abhi should go with Vyakramata. Sashana, Anashane, Abhi.
Sashananashane Abhi.
I think slowly you're getting, no? Are you able to get the meaning? Tato Vishwam
Vyakramate. Tato Vishwam Vyakramate.
Sashananashane Abhi.
Sashananashane Abhi.
Therefore, we can say the whole grass universe, not only grass universe, what is it which shines as many, like Vibhu. We saw the Vibhu word, then Viraj. Raja tens in a way, why Raja is called Raja? One who shines is the Raja. One who shines means what? One who is known more is Raja. Understand now? One who shines is Raja. Rajate. Vilangakiravan artham. Raja is Vilangakiravan artham. Listen, Vilangakiravan is the Raja. The meaning of the word Raja. One who shines. Rajate iti Raja. Rot. Listen, not rotten. Rod. But here, Virajaha. Virajaha means Virat. Bhagavan prepared Viraj. Virajaha. Virat. Virat means what? One who shines as everything. Koyamuthur call.
Tato Vishwam Vyakramate. Tato Vishwam Vyakramate.
Sashananashane
Abhi. Sashananashane
Abhi.
Tasmad.
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 Virad Jayata.
Virad Jayata. Anda Paramal Nindre. Anda Palavaha Vilangukindra Tho Ulaham Thondriyathu. Understand now?
Tasmad Virad Jayata. Tasmad Virad Jayata.
Virat Tasmat Ajayata. Tasmad Ajayata. Virad Ajayata.
Tasmad Virad Jayata. Tasmad Virad Jayata.
Tasmad Virad
Jayata.
Tasmad
Virad Jayata.
Virajo Adhipurushah.
Virajo Adhipurushah.
Virajo Adhipurushah.
Virajo
Adhipurushah.
Virajo
Adhipurushah.
Sajato,
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 atyarichyata,
atyarichyata,
sajato, atyarichyata,
sajato, atyarichyata,
paschad bhumimatho purah,
paschad bhumimatho purah,
Paschad Bhumi Matho Purah.
Virajo Adhipurushah.
Virajo Adhipurushah.
Sajato Atyarichyata.
Sajato Atyarichyata.
Sajato Atyarichyata.
Paschad Bhumi Matho Purah.
Paschad Bhumi Matho Purah.
Paschad Bhumi Matho Purah.
Yet, so from here I'll tell the meaning next class. Okay, I want you to be thorough with the meanings, because next, last time I heard the meaning, I felt drowsy, all of us were very sleepy, and I should make it very clear. Okay, I'll tell the rest of the meaning next class. We can read the chanting, we can do the chanting of the next mantra.
Yat Purushe Nahavisha.
Yat Purushe Nahavisha.
Yat Purushe Nahavisha.
Deva Yajnamatanvata.
Deva Yajnamatanvata.
Deva Yajnamatanvata.
Vasanto,
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 asya sedajyam
asya sedajyam
asya
sedajyam
asya sedajyam
asya sedajyam
okay second
asya sedajyam
vasanto asya sedajyam
vasanto asya sedajyam
grishma
grishma
yidhma
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 sharad
sharad
havihi
havihi
sharadhavihi
sharadhavihi
grishma yidhma
grishma yidhma
sharadhavihi
sharadhavihi
grishma yidhma sharadhavihi
grishma yidhma sharadhavihi
grishma yidhma sharadhavihi
grishma yidhma sharadhavihi
saptasyasan
saptasyasan
saptasyasan saptasyasan
saptasyasan
paridhayah
paridhayah
paridhayah saptasyasan paridhayah
saptasyasan paridhayah
okay.